This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You know, as we wait on Robert Saleh, very interesting move by Tom Thibodeau, taking Kemba Walker out of the rotation. I mean, he's not going to play. And Fred Katz, who covers the Knicks for The Athletic, breaks it down on why they did it. This is pretty interesting, guys. The Knicks have the best defense in the league when Kemba Walker's on the bench, and they have the worst defense in the league when he's on the floor. They are 27th in offense with him playing. They're 9th with him not playing. He gave it a quarter of the season. He decided, you know what? We got to make a move. So they made a move. Now, what this does is also say that wasn't a good move by the Knicks signing him.
Well, is there a world in which this could work and you could find an effective way to use Kemba off the bench?
I don't know. I mean, unless somebody gets hurt, Peter, he's not in the rotation. It's not like he's out of the starting lineup. He's not in the rotation. He won't be playing. He'll be sitting on the bench.
Well, how do we know he's completely out of the rotation?
That's what he said. He's out of the rotation. He didn't say he's out of the starting lineup. He's out of the rotation. Pretty amazing, right?
That's
got to be a hard thing to do because this guy's a local guy, you know, has a real nice resume. It's tough, man.
But that's also an absolute failure. I mean, by everyone. I guess, guys, I just don't understand how it happens at this level, where you get someone who's clearly been that good in their past, and there's no way to make it work. Is it possible he's that bad?
Well, I mean, think about this. Oklahoma City's eating most of the contract, so they paid him to leave. The Knicks are only paying him $9 million a year. But with the deal that he signed with the Boston Celtics was really, you know, he was making big money. He was making max money. So that's not good, man. Not good. Jets beat Houston 21-14. They trailed 14-3 yesterday. Zach Wilson, 14 for 24, 145 yards. He had an interception, one rushing touchdown. A lot of people say, well, he's a little rusty. Well, all the other guys that played for them weren't rusty. They didn't play. Josh Johnson didn't play, what, 15 years, Don? He didn't look rusty.
He just didn't look 100% to me. And that's what we have to ask Coach. If White and Flacco were available, would they have played? Or was Wilson going to play in this game regardless? Because then you can let him up if he wasn't 100%.
Well, he said after the game he wasn't 100%, which was kind of surprising.
But how close? Like, is it 90%? Is it 50%? Like,
well, that one
played...
play where he went out of bounds, it looked like he wasn't going to come back in the game.
No, it didn't. He was limping, and it really looked like that was going to be it. But my defense of him playing, not because of the COVID with White and Flacco, but because how well Josh Johnson played for 2.5 quarters against Indy, wouldn't you then play him rather than risk any further injury to Wilson? So I figured he was closer to 100%, but he didn't look anywhere close to 100%. At least if you're a Jet fan, you hope that's the case.
Well, he did run the
one touchdown
in, but the time that he should have thrown the ball away, you know, his knee like a buckle. He's got a big, heavy brace on it, too.
Mm.
So, I mean, why take chances with this guy? But maybe there was nobody else available, and they didn't want to go with Johnson. Weird. Very strange. Let me ask Andrew. Andrew, should I take phone calls? Okay, let's go to Daniel in Union. Daniel.
Hey, guys. So I'm going to give a negative take on the Mets. And before you blast me, I feel like I've had some good takes over the last 12 months. I predicted the Yankees not having a good season. I wasn't happy about Kemba Walker. And Michael, like you just said, this, what just happened, raises the question of whether or not the Knicks should have gone them. Teams in Major League Baseball do not win the World Series through reckless free agency acquisitions. What Steve Cohen is doing is spending so much money that if he doesn't win now, he is saddling this team for five years, maybe even a decade.
But Daniel, here's why you're wrong. He has more money than anybody. So what? He's probably going to release Robinson Cano. What does this money mean to him? Nothing.
Yeah.
It means nothing. So he's not saddling. It's not a cap sport. In football, you make decisions like that. It saddles you.
Right.
It doesn't saddle you in baseball.
There's no cap
if you're willing to outspend your mistakes. Nah, I don't buy that at all. All right, it's time for Robert Sala. Robert Sala Report brought to you by Nissan, DraftKings Sportsbook, NYSSPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, and Guinness. Coach, obviously feeling a lot better today after a win. Your thoughts on that game?
That was good. But first off, thanks again for having me on. But obviously getting a win in this league, they're hard to come by. And so it was a grinded out game. We started a little slow. It was 14-3, and felt like the offense kind of caught its groove there at that last drive of the first half, and defense just balled out after we relented that second score. So really pumped for the guys and a show of resilience and going on the road and getting our first win.
All right, so let's start with this, though, Coach. To the untrained eye, yours are trained. Ours, we're just watching on TV. Wilson didn't look good. He didn't look right. I mean, was he 100%?
Yeah, obviously he misses a month, and you know, he started out the game a little bit. It was a little rough, like everyone saw, and so a lot of people have that first impression bias. But what sometimes gets lost in the whole fray is he orchestrated two 13 play drives, another drive that was over eight plays, and those to score before the end of the first half, and the score coming out of the second half to lap them, to give us a lead. Thought he did a really good job doing enough to get us that W.
Now, but whatever ineffectiveness he had, Robert, was it because of the knee or psychologically having to play with the brace? Do you think that was largely responsible for his ineffectiveness early?
No, anytime you come back from an injury and he's playing with a knee brace for the first time in his career, there's a lot of firsts that were happening for him in the game. He's coming back from a month long, from being out for a month. He's a rookie. Obviously, he's coming back from an injury. Of course, you don't expect it to be perfect. There's a lot of guys who come back from injury and they kind of struggle to start, but I think it shows to his resilience, his toughness, and all that stuff. But as far as limitations and all that, he was ready to roll. But you know, just doing things for the first time, sure, there's always going to be an adjustment period.
Coach, if Mike White and Flacco were available, would they have started over Wilson yesterday?
No.
So Wilson, in your mind, was good to go. Because I was surprised after the game that he said he's not 100%. But is it that he can't hurt himself further?
Yeah, so yeah, that's going into all the doctor stuff. I can't speak for all that. I'll say the same thing. He had no limitations. He was cleared, ready to roll. Obviously, the knee brace is new, but his ability to play quarterback the way he knows how, there were no limitations. Now, as far as whatever was said, I can't speak for that, but I know that from my understanding is that he can't hurt it any more than it is. He can't hurt it anymore, but there's just going to be some feeling there because it is a knee injury, and it's just stuff that he's got to work with.
Now let me just piggyback on one other thing with Flacco and something that you commented on last week. Did you guys know that Flacco was not vaccinated when you made the trade for him? Because any kind of close contact with Mike White, he's got to be out. So, I mean, would you guys have made that trade if you, in fact, knew he was not vaccinated?
Knew he was vaccinated, and we made the trade.
You knew
he was not vaccinated. We knew he was unvaccinated, and we made the trade.
But isn't that a big gamble for a backup quarterback? Because if he has close contact with anybody who has the virus, he's out, even if he doesn't get it.
Like, you know what? Obviously, we still have Josh Johnson. You have Zach. We have Mike White. So there's... and I'm going to continue to say it. Joe Flacco for a sixth-round pick is thank you. So,
great game for Frank LeMyers. What broke him out yesterday?
John had obviously up until, you know, for the first half of the year with Tennessee, I mean, he was playing at a very, very high level, suffered an injury that's kind of been not hindering his play, but just kind of limiting it a little bit. And you know, he's finally starting to get a little bit healthy. And but John's a dude, man. There's a reason why we gave him that contract. He's deserving of it. He shows up to work every day, plays his butt off, works his butt off, and he's a damn good football player. And I think a lot of people saw that yesterday.
Coach, I would think that prospective kickers are lining up outside your door like the Rockettes. Are you considering a kicking change?
Now, you know what, we have we signed a young man on the practice squad. We'll continue to let those two compete, and Amendola's also made a lot of kicks and kicks for us, and he's done a good job. Obviously, these last couple of weeks have been a little tough for him, but he came back after the miss and still made a big kick to extend the lead to 7. And so, you know, he's a young man. He's a rookie. He's going through it. And does he have to get better? Yeah, but a lot of us got to get better. So, you know, we'll continue to give him his opportunity. We'll give him a chance to compete, and we'll go from there.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, when you're going through so tough times, you said how hard it is to win in this league. So can you even describe what it does for that room when you're able to get on that plane and have a win in your back pocket like that?
You know, to be on the euphoria side of New York is always nice. But, yeah, it's winning in this league is, for me, what I've learned is that it's more of a relief than it is a celebration. You know, when at least that's the way I feel. You know, when you win a game, it's like, whew, all right, let's go get the next one. But it's, you know, it is good. These guys work their tails off, and you're showing things, and they're seeing themselves work hard. They're seeing all the good things that they're doing, and it's always nice to see a result. But at the same time, the focus is always going to be about the process and taking day by day, moment by moment, and trying to find ways to get yourself better so you can have more of these positive results on Sunday. But at the same time, you've got to be good in terms of being a professional. We won the game, but that doesn't change the approach of what we have to do this week, and that's find a way to get a little bit better and take on a really, really good Philadelphia team and do our best to get the result we want.
Coach, given obviously the fact that it's Zach's rookie season, but also coming off the injury time, how important is the next several weeks, basically this whole second half of the year, and what do you really need to see from Zach over the next 3 or 4 weeks?
For the entire team, it's to continue to take the steps and build the foundation that's going to be the reason why we're going to be winning here for a very, very, very long time. That is, and hopefully that results in a lot of positive results at the end. But at the same time, you know, specifically for Zach, but no different than it is for anybody else, is to find ways to improve find ways to get better. Before his injury, we felt like Zach was taking the right steps to get comfortable earlier in games, and we really felt like he was about to have a really nice game against New England before he went out. You know, two of his first three drives were in scoring range. One was a missed field goal. The other one got to the 1 yard line before he was hurt. So obviously a month back, you know, I know everyone's excited and everyone's, you know, really hoping for him to just come out and look like Joe Namath, but there's going to be time, you know, he's got to take time. There's a learning process in there, and he's got to find ways to get better. So next week, like I said, he got comfortable midway through the second quarter. Can you get more comfortable earlier? And do the things that we know he can do to help us win football games.
Are we close to seeing Becton back?
He has worked his way to the field for field progression as it pertains to rehab, and we'll see how as soon as he gets healthy and comfortable in that process, we can get him back to practice.
All right, we're always asking serious questions. I'm going to embarrass you right now, so get prepared. You ready? There was a poll of like women football fans.
Uh oh.
Yeah, and Matt LaFleur was voted the hottest coach in the NFL, and Robert Saleh was number 2. Thoughts?
Wow.
Well, you know, Matt LaFleur is one of the most handsome individuals I've ever seen in my life. So kudos to him.
Well, you know what? That means there's, you know, there's 30 guys after you. So you're number two. I think I would take that home to my wife and say, honey, look.
You know what?
You know what? My wife is a much better better looking person than I am. So I can't even talk to her. So
wait, Coach, we don't need to give you guys any motivation. You have enough kids as it is.
God bless her, man.
God bless you too. Anyway, yeah. Congratulations on the win, and congratulations on finishing second. That's pretty good stuff.
The second is just the first loser, brother.
There you go.
Thanks,
Coach. Get hotter, Coach. Get hotter. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. You know, he took that so matter-of-factly. I'm not even the second hottest guy in the show. He's the second hottest coach in the league.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't polled by fans. Like, women.
Women,
like,
football fans, yeah.
It was a bunch of manalizing going on. That was from where it really counts, the people that know.
Right. Although a guy could judge whether or not someone's hot. I know you feel uncomfortable.
No, but would it mean as much?
Would it mean as much? Gee, that's an excellent, excellent question. Well, let's think about that, and we'll come back, and we'll try to solve that problem and continue to talk. By the way, there's something that happened with what Cohen did by spending all this money that I think is going to have far-reaching ramifications, and I think everybody's going to want to settle in and give this some consideration. It's that big a deal. That was today's Robert Sala Report, brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now, get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code GREEN for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. NYS, SPCA, the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the most highly trained and skilled structural painters in the world, and Guinness, now an official beer of the New York Jets. The Irish brewer is giving back this holiday season with its Guinness Gives Back 8-packs. Look for these limited edition special packs with the design inspired by New York. Learn more at GuinnessGivesBack.com. A lot of stuff to do. Settle in. We've got more to go. 1-800-919-3776. It is Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.